scent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for the action on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers, Kaneka Sausage, Pafford EMS, the Sarge Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, Qdoba Mexican East, Renova Roofing, Glass Doctor of the Gulf Coast, The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Ground Zero Blues Club Biloxi, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. Time to get set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
Well, last night it was a big-time win for the Shuckers to get back into the win column with their 23rd win of the second half, thanks to an 11-1 win over the Montgomery Biscuits. And they get set today in Game 5 of a six-game set, a chance to win at least a series split in the week with a win tonight as the Shuckers AA affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers enter today 53-50 on the season, 23-13 in the second half, while the Biscuits enter at 60-46 on the season, 20-17 in the second half. Jay McBlake alongside you as we get set for first pitch. Shuckers, quite a fun storyline on the mound today. It's the righty Casey Hunt who makes his Double-A debut, while big league rehabber Ryan Pepio, who came over to the Rays this past offseason from the Los Angeles Dodgers, will make a start on a rehab assignment, making his way back from a knee inflammation and an infection over the All-Star break. Before we focus on today, time to take a look back at last night, and what a big night it was. The Shuckers, 11 runs, 10 of them coming with two outs, eighth time in franchise history. The lineup recorded at least 10 RBIs in a game with two outs. It's the second time they've done it this season, and it makes the Shuckers the only Double-A team to record multiple games with at least 10 runs driven in with two outs in any game out of any Double-A team in 2024. Shuckers got a couple of big-time hits with two outs. One of them, a grand slam from Wilmer Sparks, who continues what has just been a red-hot second half of the year, up to a 324 average and an 876 OPS. While the Shuckers also got a big-time home run, a three-run shout from Connor Scott in his third home run of the year. All three have come with the Shuckers as he continues to be quite the fun addition to this Shuckers lineup. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for today's pregame interview, where we are joined by none other than Shuckers hitting coach J.J. Reimer to talk a bit about the new additions moving in seamlessly to this Shuckers lineup and a bit about the 11 runs last night and the Double-A leading over 200 runs here in the second half. All comes your way next before first pitch at 6:05 on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
We're rolling on here on the Shuckers pregame show, getting set for Saturday Night Baseball. Shuckers and the Biscuits offense last night, 11 runs. And as we welcome in Shuckers hitting coach J.J. Reimer for today's pregame interview. J.J., appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, excited. Always to be on this. It's an enjoyable time, so ready to get going.
Talking about enjoyable times, last night, 11 runs for the guys, 10 of them coming with two outs. How proud were you of this lineup, bouncing back after two tough nights and just exploding against this Biscuits pitching staff?
Yeah, I mean, that's just the type of guys we have this year is no matter what happens the day before, no matter what happens the series before, they always attack the next day as a new day, and that's baseball. That's the best and sometimes the worst part about baseball is you got to get up and do it again the next day. You know, we got one hit the night before, come out and score 11, and last night we scored 11. You got to earn it again tonight. It's a new game. It's a new day, so you got to attack it just like that.
And this team throughout the second half has really been piling on the runs. 206 of them in the half. It's more than anybody else in Double-A. Only team above 200. What's been clicking on the offensive side of things that's allowed such a big second half offensive-wise?
You know, I think the biggest thing is our guys just continued commitment to get better on a daily basis and then leaving the work in the cage and then going to attack the game on a daily basis and pulling for each other. You know, that's something that we talk about a lot is pull for the guy in front of you and pull for the guy behind you. If that's driving in a run or that's setting up the guy behind you to be able to go out and get an RBI and just putting together tough at-bats, 1 through 9, day-to-day, through a full series is kind of the approach we've been taking right now is just go out there and be tough at-bats.
What's it been like getting a couple of the new guys into the fold, guys like Adam Hall, Connor Scott, Casey Martin, outside the organization, and Dylan O'Rey coming up from the high A level? What's it been like getting them acclimated here to the Double A level and the systems that you've put in place here in Biloxi?
I mean, credit to those guys. Those guys have come in and been absolute pros, and they know exactly what they need, and I think they've meshed very well with our clubhouse, which is really special in itself, and those guys haven't skipped a beat. They've come in, and all four of those guys, like, they've come up in really big situations and produced for guys. I remember, you know, Connor Scott's first game was he hit the game-winning home run. So, like, each of those guys have come in and made an impact right away, and not only just on the field but in the clubhouse too. Like, they fit in really well, which to us is really important because that culture in the clubhouse is effectively how you guys are going to play on the field. And those guys have come in and got their heads down, went right to work in the cage, you know, made some adjustments, and then have taken it out and seen some good success.
You were in a big clubhouse last year with Carolina when you guys made the playoffs for the first time at the high A level. What's it been like seeing those guys get acclimated? Is it that same sort of vibe that you saw last year in Carolina, a little bit older here at the Double A level?
Yeah, it's very similar in a lot of ways, but like you said, like, it's older guys, so it's a little bit different in that way, but you know, you see a lot of the same things is they're going out to play winning baseball, and that's the best thing about the part of the year that we're in is every single day is going out there playing winning baseball, and our guys have done a good job of approaching every day. It's to get better, it's to work on things, and then once that 6:35 hits, all right, it's flip the switch, let's go out there and win tonight.
Mike Bovee back from the injured list. He decided that it wasn't going to take him any time to get right back into things. Homers in three of his first five games coming off the injured list. What did you see from Bovee immediately making an impact off the IL?
I mean, hitters hit, and Bovee's a hitter, and that's something that we joke around a lot about. And, you know, he's made a few changes since coming back to hopefully mitigate some of the injuries, but also it was something that we saw throughout the rest of his career is going to play a lot of impact on kind of the type of hitter he needs to be. And, you know, credit to him, he's come in, and from the first pitch that he saw to now, he's made those adjustments and hasn't really had that, like, uncomfortable period that some guys have. And you know, it's shown exactly what we thought it was going to do, and credit to him. He's just a special kid, special player, and he's somebody that he's a baseball guy, loves what he does, and, you know, comes to the ballpark every day with a smile on his face, fun to be around, and goes out there and performs.
Both him and Brock Wilken, you kind of forget they're both drafted a year ago. Wilken's been terrific in the second half, 7 homers in the half. How much have you been impressed by how they've just carried themselves in the cages, in the games throughout this season, as guys who, again, in their first full season of Pro Bowl?
Man, the biggest thing I can say about both of those guys is, like, one, you wouldn't know it's their first full season in Pro Bowl, and two, you wouldn't know that they were our first and our second-round picks. Like, just the people they are is way more important to me, and those two guys are top-quality dudes, and they're fun to be around, they're fun to talk to, they're good in the clubhouse, they're good in the cage, they're good on the field, they're making sure that we're playing the game the right way, so that makes my job a lot easier when you have two guys like that that not only perform on the field but are also top-notch dudes. Like that, it's fun to be around them.
What does that inject into the lineup when they're two top-notch guys and two guys who are playing well and two guys who have a lot of fun while doing it?
I mean, they set the tone. You know, they set the tone. They're going to get up in the first inning, and you know something special could happen every single time that the 2-3 comes around in the lineup. And, you know, it might not be in the 2-3. It could be the 3-4. It could be anywhere in the lineup. But I think these guys are going to be hitting in front or behind each other for a really long time.
Lamar Sparks last night hit that big-time grand slam. It's been a big-time second half. 324 average, 12 extra base hits, 4 home runs. What's the growth you've seen this year from Lamar from game one to now sitting here in game 105?
Man, it's fun to look back and kind of see where Sparks has come. You know, he had a tough start to the season, and I think he would tell you the same thing. And, you know, we sat down and we got into the lab, and, you know, he looks completely different and just, you know, the way he stands in the box and some of the things that he does. But the biggest thing for him is his commitment to that and the commitment to being better and being uncomfortable, making an adjustment, and then attacking it on a daily basis and changing a little bit of the way he approaches not only his work but also his approach in game. Is like, we got to keep the internal portions of our work internal and then keep the external portions of our day external. You know, go into the cage and understand what's important. And one of the biggest lines that we use with Sparks is like, redefine what success is. You know, don't always let the ball tell you, don't always let your body tell you, but, you know, understand when to use each of them to define what success is, whether that's in the cage or that's in the game. Redefine what success is, and that's been a really big game changer for Sparks, is knowing what leads to his success and how he can get it. And he's shown to just, you know, not just show spurts of it on the field, but, you know, he's strung together some really impressive couple months here.
JJ, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
No problem. Appreciate you.
This has been today's pregame interview. Shuckers Biscuits coming up next.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show, coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. Shuckers get set to take on the Montgomery Biscuits, but before we go any further, time to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Javik Blake alongside you, and we're getting set for quite the fun pitching matchup. Shuckers, Biscuits, fifth game of a six-game set, and the Shuckers are setting out again, making his Double-A debut just 150-plus miles from where he was pitching a year ago at Mississippi State. Casey Hunt signed as an undrafted free agent up to Double-A in his first full professional season. He has been terrific between Single-A, High-A, and now entering Double-A. 7-1, 1.95 ERA, 19 appearances, 8 starts, 69 and a third innings, just 16 walks, 100 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 183 against him. Again today is his Double-A debut. On the other side of things, it's the righty Ryan Pepiot on a rehab assignment from the big league club in Tampa Bay. He is the first big league rehabber that the Biscuits have had since Brad Boxberger back about 5 years ago. And Pampio tonight will face the Shuckers. 6-5 with a 3.92 ERA. 17 starts, 87 and a third innings at the big league level. 31 walks, 94 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 200 against him. His final start in the big leagues before getting hurt was against the Cleveland Guardians. Today he'll face the Biloxi Shuckers. First pitch comes your way next on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
Brand new Shuckers Shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
The 3-2 pitch, runners go, Wilkin hammers it, deep to left, Dyer's back, it is fair, gone, Bryant slam, Brock Wilkin, and it's 9-1. Back up the middle, Zamora ranges over, slides, gets it at short, fires the first in time. Third base side, Wilkin backhands it into foul territory, pirouettes, fires the first, Bobby the pick.
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Baker comes home. Tip foul into Miller's glove, strike three, and it's 5 in a row.
Your home for the Double-A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers all season long.
As he drives it in right down, ball game over. Xavier Warren, the hero, Lamar Sparks scores, and it's a 9-8 Shuckers winner.
Time to head out to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth with the voice of the Shuckers, Javik Blake.
Happy Saturday night. Welcome inside Biloxi Shuckers Baseball from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth from Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Alabama. The Shuckers, Brewers Double-A affiliate, enter today 53-50, 23-13 in the second half. Going up against a big league rehabber in Ryan Pepiot, down from the parent organization of the Montgomery Biscuits in the Tampa Bay Rays. The Biscuits 60-46 on the season, 20-17 in the second half. Pepiot, 6'3" right-hander, makes a rehab start. It's his first start in the minor league since 2021 when he was in the Dodgers organization. He's recovering from a spider bite infection that placed him on the injured list. Quite the odd injury. And he'll face a Shackers lineup. Scored 11 runs last night. Leads off with the lefty Dylan O'Rey. Mike Bovee bats second. And Brack Wilkin bats third. It is a lineup that is built by Renova Roofing and signed by Fidel Pena. Papio's ready to go. First pitch of the day. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 95. And we're off and running. First pitch at exactly 6.05 p.m. Central Time. 93 degrees and clear. Wind in from left at 10 miles an hour. The 0-1 pitch. Misses off the outside corner. Fastball at 95. And the count evens 1-1. Papio's a guy who mixes in a couple of different pitches, mostly fastball, changeup, slider. Fastball averages around 95 miles an hour. The pitch is a called strike. Dots the changeup at 85. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. O'Reilly's hitting 191 this year. Home run, 11 driven in. And a 333 OBP. Papio delivers. Misses up and away. And the count evens at 2-2. This is the second time the Shackers have seen a big league rehabber this year. Earlier this season, they faced off against Kyle Hendricks, longtime Chicago Cub arm back with the Tennessee Smokies in early May. The 2-2 pitch. O'Reilly swings and misses. Fastball at 96 on the outside corner. And O'Reilly's retired on strikes, one away. And up comes the lefty, Mike Bovee. Bovee digs in very back of the left-handed box against the righty Papio. The pitch misses off the outside corner. Fastball at 95. And the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Papio this year, 17 starts with the Rays at the big league level. 3.92 ERA. Just over a strikeout per inning. 1-0 pitch. Bovee takes inside. The count goes to two balls and no strikes. That fastball form, without a doubt, his best pitch. Opponents at the big league level hitting 149 against it this year with a 31% whiff rate. Comes home with the 2-0 pitch. Bovee tips it foul back to the screen. And the count goes to two balls and a strike. Bovee had some success off of Hendricks. Tallied two hits against, at the time, the Smokies. Soft tossing arm. Bovee, 294 hitter this year. Six homers. The 2-1 pitch is a called strike at the knees. Changeup at 84, and the count evens 2-2. Bovee, 294, six homers, and a 793 OPS. He's been terrific since coming back from the injured list last week. 2-2 pitch. Now foul at the plate. Changeup down low at 84. And the count stays at 2-2. Shackers hitting coach J.J. Reimer talked about it pregame. With Bovee, hitters hit. That's been the line for him. The 2-2 pitch misses away. Fastball at 96. And the count goes to three balls and two strikes. Bovee, since coming off the injured list, hasn't missed a beat. He didn't go to Arizona, didn't do any rehab games, just was thrown right back into the lineup and is hitting almost 400 since. Payoff pitch. Bovee fouls it back. Slider at 85. Counts full with three balls and two strikes. Papio is a guy who gets a lot of movement on his pitches. The 3-2 delivery. Bovee drives it out to left. Simpson's back on it. At the warning track. Right in front of the wall, he makes the catch. Bovee almost goes yard off the big league rehabber, but instead it is a deep fly out to left. And now two away for Brock Wilkin. Chandler Simpson commands left tonight. Matthew Etzel's in center. Mason Auer's in right. Third to first around the infield. Jalen Battles, Carson Williams, Tanner Murray, and Xavier Isaac with Dominic Keegan behind the plate. Brock Wilkin digs in. Right-handed bat against the righty Papio. First pitch. Wilkin takes a slider for strike one. Pepio's racking the high stirrups on the mound. The white pants and the Biscuits white home jersey. Wilkin at the plate, meanwhile, rocking the gray pants The 0-1 pitch. Wilkins swings and misses. Slider at 87. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Checkers are wearing their Biloxi Dodgers alternate jerseys tonight. A blue base with Biloxi in yellow script on the front. The sleeves alternating colors, one yellow, one white stripe, and one blue stripe. The 0-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, a slider that spins away from Wilkin. And the count's at a ball and two strikes. Wilkin's a 224 hitter this year, 14 homers, 45 driven in. Pepiot delivers, misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Pepiot bat throws 18th pitch of the inning. Likely cap forms about 70 tonight. 2-2 pitch. Wilkin swings and misses. A changeup low at 85 sends Wilkin to a knee. And that ends a perfect first inning from Pepiot. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. When we come back, KC Hunt makes his Double-A debut with the Shuckers on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey guys, Trey Bobin, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the sweet experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Way into the last of the first inning. And out of the dugout for the Shuckers is the righty KC Hunt. Went to school about 185 miles from here at Mississippi State. And the righty tonight making his Double-A debut. 7-1 with a 1.95 ERA this year in his first full professional season. He started out the year as a reliever in Single-A Carolina, turned into a starter in High-A Wisconsin, and it doesn't matter what inning he's pitched in 2024. Nobody's hit against him. Today's his 20th appearance and ninth start, 69 and a third inning, 16 walks, 100 strikeouts, and opponents hitting 183 against him. The righty Hunt delivers. His first Double-A pitch is nubbed foul. Third base side, Mike Bobey, the third baseman, touches it. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Chandler Simpson's in the leadoff spot for a Biscuits lineup that is signed by manager Kevin Bowles and built by Renova Roofing. Carson Williams bats second, and Xavier Isaac is in the three spot. Hunt delivers. Tipped into Cale's mitt behind the plate. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. Well, the thing that immediately jumps off the page for Hunt is the ride he gets on that fastball. Up to 20 and 21 inches of induced vertical break. 0-2 pitch. Misses low. Curveball at 79. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. For Hunt, it's a five-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, sweeper, curveball, and a changeup. Fastball, one of his best pitches. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing. On a slider, third base umpire says he does not go. And Hunt will have to try again for his first Double-A strikeout. Simpson's hitting 357 in Double-A this year. 402 OBP, 2-2 pitch, lifted foul, third base side, and out of play, onto the second level here at Riverwalk Stadium. Count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunt stands in at 6'3", 200 pounds. He comes home, misses up and away, fastball at 93. And the count goes to 3 balls and 2 strikes. This is his first start in 8 days. Last time pitched against the South Bend Cubs last week at home in Appleton. The 3-2 pitch. Simpson rolls it right side of the infield. O'Reilly to his left, grabs it towards first, fires to the bag. And it's in time. Simpson's retired. And Hunt records an out against his first double-A batter. Shuckers starting defense tonight. Dylan O'Reilly is at second. Ernesto Martinez Jr. is at first. Casey Martin's at short. Mike Bobey's at third. And the outfield from left to right, Xavier Warren, Lamar Sparks, and Connor Scott. Nick Cale's doing the catching. Carson Williams digs in. The pitch from the righty Hunt misses up and in at 94. And the count goes to 1-0. That fastball takes off as it gets towards the plate from Hunt. 1-0 pitch. Misses low. Slider at 86. And the count goes to 2-0. Hunt slider, very much a bullet slider. A lot of tight movement as it gets towards the plate. The 2-0 pitch. Check swing. Pitch that misses away. Slider at 86. The count goes to 3 balls and no strikes. Hunt signed last year on July 20th as an undrafted free agent out of Mississippi State. Was really a full-time reliever with the Bulldogs. The 3-0 delivery is a called strike. Fastball at 92 on the outside corner. And the count goes to 3-1. Made 53 appearances over 4 years with the Bulldogs. Made just 3 starts. The 3-1 pitch. Lillian pops it up. Scott under it. Battles the sun with the sunglasses on. Towards the right field line. Sticks up his mitt. He makes the catch. And now 2 away for the left-handed hitting Xavier Isaac. The big thing right now for Hunt, 2 out, nobody on, scoreless in the last of the first. That fastball's got a lot of ride and a lot of jump to it out of his hand. So he fires home to the lefty Isaac. Tips foul back to the screen, fastball at 92. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Isaac just finishing up his first full week in double-A, 238 hitter with a 370 OBP. Hunt 0-1 pitch. It's a called strike on the inside corner at 94. And he jumps ahead, no balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Hunt kicks and delivers. Isaac takes low. A changeup at 86, and the count goes to 1-2. Hunt delivers. Swing and a miss. Slider off the inside corner, and KC Hunt, a perfect first inning. And he caps it off with his first double-A strikeout. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the second scoreless on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's. We're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Peddle, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
We enter the second scoreless between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Fifth game of a six-game set in Montgomery. All righty, Ryan Pepio delivers to the lefty Connor Scott. The pitch misses inside, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Pepio on a big league rehab assignment. 18 pitches in a perfect first inning with two strikeouts. Pepio fires. Scott fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. Scott this year hitting 207, three homers, 22 driven in, split between two different Double-A teams, the Altoona Curve, the Pirates organization, and here in Biloxi. Pepio delivers. Scott takes a strike on the outside corner. Change of an 85, and the count evens 1-1. One and two the count. Pepio fires. Scott chops it first base side. Two big hops to Isaac. He grabs it, feeds Pepio, covers the bag. One up, one down here in the second. And it brings up the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in, very back of the left-handed box. Now the pitch from Pepio. Martinez takes inside and almost got him on the back leg. And the count goes to 1-0. Martinez hitting 261 this year, 8 homers, 44 driven in, and a 761 OPS. The 1-0 pitch. Changeup misses off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. Has a couple of oil tankers and soil train cars pass on by the left field wall. The 2-0 pitch misses low, and the count goes to 3-0. It's a common occurrence here in Montgomery. One of the few ballparks in all of baseball with some train tracks right behind you. The 3-0 delivery misses inside, and it's a 4-pitch walk to Martinez. Shuckers get their first base runner of the night. Brings up the guy who's been red hot in the righty Lamar Sparks. Sparks digs in at the very back of the right-handed box. Hitting 272 this year. Smashed a grand slam last night for the Shuckers. The pitch. He takes off the inside corner for ball one. By the way, your umpiring crew tonight, Elliot Melton, is behind the plate. Trey Jester is at first, and Denver Dangerfield is the third base umpire. The pitch. Sparks ropes it right to short. Williams grabs it, fakes the throw to first, and Martinez is back in time. That's some tough luck right there for Sparks. Off the bat at 99 miles an hour. And all he does is line out to short and brings up the righty Nick Cale. It's a scoreless game. Martinez off to second. The pitch misses low. The throw to second is wide of the bag, and the tag is not in time. Martinez picks up his 18th stolen base of the year, and the Shuckers have a runner in scoring position. It's a scoreless game. We're on the top of the second. The pitch. Cale fists it foul. Fastball in on the hands, and the count evens 1-1. Cale's hitting 174 this season. 5 driven in and a 269 OBP. The 1-1 pitch. Cale takes up. Fastball at 95. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Well, Pepio landed himself on the injured list on July 19th. Not the weirdest way possible. He got an infection in his right knee due to a spider bite. The 2-1 pitch. Cale checks his swing. It's a called strike anyways. Change up at the knees. And the count evens 2-2. You hear some wild injuries in baseball. I don't know if I've ever heard of spider bite as the reason a guy has gone on the IL before. The 2-2 pitch. Kale takes a changeup off the inside corner. That thing almost looked like a left-handed curveball. And the count's at 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Kale fists it foul. Out of play in the first base side, and the count stays full. It's a pretty scary incident for Pepio. Was hospitalized for almost 3 days. Was under medical observation for 60 hours. His knee swelled up to the size of a softball. The 3-2 pitch. Kale ropes it down the right field line. It tails foul into the Shacker's pen. And the count stays full. Pepio talked about it a bit. He said he'd have had bug bites all the time, but never something where he couldn't put any weight on his leg. Back to pitching for the first time in almost a month. 3-2 pitch. Misses low, and it's ball four. Shuckers hit to tally a hit off Pepio, but they do have two base runners. They've walked twice here in the second. The switch hitter Xavier Warren digs in, very back of the left-handed box. Against the righty Pepio. Warren this year, 198 hitter, 7 homers, 40 driven in. The pitch misses off the inside corner. It's a fastball at 94. Pepio was acquired this past offseason from the Dodgers in the trade that sent Tyler Glasnow from Tampa to Los Angeles. The 1-0 pitch. Warren takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-0. But right now, Pepio's having some trouble throwing strikes against this Shuckers lineup. That throw is 39th pitch of the day. He's already thrown 20 pitches here in the second inning. 2-0 pitch. Changeup called a strike on the outside corner. The count goes to 2-1. The pitch count tonight for Pepio likely around 70 pitches or 4 innings. Those 70 pitches might come before 4 innings is up for Pepio. The 2-1 pitch. Warren swings and misses way ahead of an 84-mile-an-hour changeup, and the count evens at 2-2. But that thing is filthy good from Pepio. Obviously, it's a big league changeup. It's going to be good. But that thing flutters away from lefties almost like a left-handed sweeper. 16 inches of break away from the batter. 2-2 pitch. Warren pops it foul behind home plate. Out of play. A foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor. 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. The 2-2 pitch. Changeup. Misses away. Pepio thought it was strike three. Keegan thought it was strike three. So did half the Misfits infield. And everybody on the infield just kind of standing there, their hands on their hips in disbelief. Elliot Melton says it's a full count. Full count, two away, two on, and a scoreless game. Pepio fires. Runners go. Warren takes strike three. Changed up, just a little bit more inside than the last pitch. Pepio picks up his third strikeout. That is the frame. No runs, no hits, no errors. Two runners left on base. We're through an inning and a half scoreless. Casey Hunt's back to the mound when we come back on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Alrighty, Casey Hunt out for his second inning on the hill after a perfect first in his Double-A debut. It's a scoreless game through an inning and a half. Checkers and the Biscuits at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. The righty Hunt faces the righty Dominic Keegan. Hunt fires. First pitch is fouled back. Fastball at 92. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. It was a 16-pitch first inning for Hunt. He's pitching in his third different level this season. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 93, top of the zone. And the count's at no balls and two strikes. Fastball's been a real impressive pitch tonight for Hunt, who this time last year was just starting out his pro career in the Brewers organization. The 0-2 pitch. Misses up. Fastball at 93. And the count goes to 1-2. Hunt signed as an undrafted free agent at a Mississippi State. The 1-2 pitch. Keegan fouls it back. Fastball at 94. And the count goes to 1-2. And in quite the funny set of circumstances, he's making his Double-A debut tonight in Montgomery, the night they are hosting Auburn versus Alabama night. The 1-2 pitch misses low. Slider at 87, and the count evens 2-2. A lot of people dressed in crimson for the Alabama Crimson Tide, a lot of orange for the Auburn Tigers, and a smattering of maroon for Mississippi State throughout the crowd tonight. The 2-2 pitch. Keegan swings and misses. Slider off the outside corner at 86. And Hunt has his second strikeout of the night. Eric Hernandez digs in. One out. Nobody on. We're in the bottom of the second, scoreless. Hunt delivers. Hernandez drives it way deep in left. And way gone. Roberto Hernandez hammers one out of the yard, and it's 1-0 Biscuits. Well, Hernandez welcomes Hunt to Double A. Off the bat at 107 miles an hour, 383 feet, on a ball that he absolutely torches. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Biscuits. Oh, my. Brings up the righty, Tanner Murray. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to 1-0. It's Hernandez's 12th homer of the year, 35th run driven in. They talk a lot in AAA about facing your 4A hitters. 1-0 pitch. Murray swings and misses. Slider low, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Well, Hernandez is sort of your 2.5A guy down here in Double-A. He's spent a lot of time here with the Biscuits, and he's been terrific. The pitch, fouled straight back in our direction off the very top of the press box. Back down into the crowd, and the count goes to 1-2. Hernandez, though, terrific this year in Double-A. An OPS over 900. The 1-2 pitch, Murray takes away, and the count evens 2-2. However, went up to AAA, hit below 190, really struggled, has come back to AA and has returned to four. The 2-2 pitch. Dribbled out in front of home plate. Kale ditches the mask, bare hands it outside the dirt circle, fires to first, and Murray's retired. Two out, nobody on, and the left-handed hitting Matthew Edsel takes it. Edsel's hitting 243 this year, two homers, 12 driven in. The righty Hunt delivers. Misses off the inside corner. Curveball at 79, and the count goes to a ball with no strikes. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead in the last of the second. Hunt delivers. Edsel skies it out towards left. Warren jogs over towards the line. Under it, and he makes the catch. Hunt throws one bad pitch in the inning, and Hernandez jumps all over it. It's a fastball up. That's the only reason why it's a 1-0 lead right now. Besides that, Hunt's been brilliant here in his Double-A debut. One run, one hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're off to the third, 1-0 Biscuits on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvett Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Hey guys, this is Eric Brown Jr. Welcome to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Ryan Pampio's back to work. The end of the third. His first pitch misses off the outside corner to the righty Casey Martin. And we're off and running. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. One run on a moonshot from Roberto Hernandez in the last of the second. Alrighty, Pepio deals. Martin takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Martin this year hitting 157, 8 homers, 30 driven in, and a 215 OBP. Pepio out of the windup first base side of the rubber. He comes home. Martin takes a strike on the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Well, not only do the Shuckers have a Mississippi State Bulldog starting on the Tide versus Tigers night to celebrate the Iron Bowl here in Montgomery. 2-1 pitch. Martin skies it. First base side foul territory. I think the first baseman over, and it's into the seats. They're celebrating the rivalry between the Auburn Tigers and the Alabama Crimson Tide. Shuckers have a Bulldog starting on the hill and an Arkansas Razorback at the plate in Casey Martin. Pepio delivers. Martin swings and misses. There's that changeup from Pepio. That is a disgusting pitch. And Martin is down swinging. Fourth strikeout today for Pepio. And it brings up the lefty Dylan O'Reilly. The reason why that pitch is so good for Pepio is a lot of changeups have movement in towards righties. Not a lot of them take on the movement profile of a left-handed sweeper. The pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Dylan O'Reilly's up to face Pepio for the second time tonight. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Biscuits in the third. O'Reilly's 0-1. Struck out on the fastball back in the first. The 1-0 pitch misses off the outside corner at 95. And the count goes to 2-0. Pepio fires. O'Reilly takes a strike on the outside corner. Changeup at 84, and the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. Shuckers have been held hitless so far. Casey Hunt has pretty much matched what Pepio's done. The pitch, O'Reilly slices it down the left field line, foul. And the count evens 2-2. Shuckers, though, have made Pepio work, and that's what might give them a chance and a crack of this Biscuit bullpen sooner rather than later. Pepio is about to throw his 53rd pitch of the day already. The 2-2 pitch misses off the outside corner. A wicked fastball at 95. Started on the outside corner and ended up halfway into the right-handed batter's box. Counts full with 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pepio has found himself in a lot of full counts tonight as well. Comes home to a right. Driven foul, third base side and out of the ballpark. The count stays full. The expected cap on pitches tonight for Pepio is around 70. He might be done after 3 innings at this rate. One out, nobody on. So 1-0 Biscuits lead. O'Reilly digs back in against the righty Pepio. The pitch. Foul back, and O'Reilly stays alive. He got under that changeup at 85. The 3-2 pitch. O'Reilly slices it foul into the seats. Third base side rattles around. And the count stays full. This is the second batter of the inning, and Pepio's about to throw his 14th pitch. And there is a problem with the mound. Ryan Pepio just picked up a chunk of clay. It's about the size of the Pat Boy's head. And Pepio is walking over to him, handing this chunk of clay. And now manager Kevin Bowles is out to the mound, along with the head groundskeeper. The Biscuits here at Riverwalk Stadium. Pepio is trying to figure out how he's going to fill in all the clays. Now telling everybody to step away, and he's going to throw a warm-up pitch. He fires it home to Dominic Keegan. And Pepio says all is okay. I'm sure they could chop it up and hand it out to fans. They got game-used clay that Ryan Pepio broke off the mound here at Riverwalk Stadium. Gives Dylan O'Reilly a chance to reset. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. There's probably about a 7-inch diameter worth of clay that's just missing off the mound. The payoff pitch. O'Reilly takes strike 3. Changeup top of the zone at 86. And it doesn't matter how much clay is on that mound. It's not affecting Pepio. He strikes out his 5th of the day. And it brings up the lefty Mike Bovey. Bovey's 0-1 tonight. Throw out to left back in the first inning. Almost got it out. Skied it to the very edge of the warning track. 2 out, nobody on. Pepio delivers. Bovey takes inside and he hops over it. It's a curveball at 82. And the count goes to a ball and no strikes. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. 2 out, nobody on in the top of the third inning. The 1-0 pitch. Bovey slices it in the left, and it's down for a base hit. Make it 3 hits this year for Bovey on big league rehabbers. He singles off Pepio, and the Shuckers have a man on with 2 away. Up comes the right-handed hitting Brack Wilkin. Bovey, 2 hits off Kyle Hendricks when the Shuckers were playing the Tennessee Smokies in early May. And today, 1 off Pepio. Two out, one on. Pitch to the right, he woke it. He stares at it, and it's a called strike one. Fastball at 92 on the outside corner. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Wolkin struck out swinging on a changeup back in the first inning. The 1-1 pitch, Wolkin takes away, and the count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Wolkin swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 93. And the count evens 2-2. Wolkin struck out 5 times this series in 17 at-bats. He's made some good contact. Now Pepio steps off. Doesn't like something. Shaking his head, and now he digs back into the rubber. Wolkin digs in. See if Pepio goes back to that changeup that got Wolkin swinging back in the first. The pitch. Wolkin swings and misses. He does go to the changeup. And that ends the inning. Pepio struck out 6 in 3 scoreless innings. And he strands Bovee at first. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 runner left on base. We're through 2.5. It's 1-0 Biscuits on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. I can make a sausage and I'm firing it up, yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
Brew Crew Tuesdays, presented by Coors Light, are back at the ballpark for the 2024 Shuckers season. Splash in with a 20-ounce souvenir tumbler for $13 with $7 refills at the first and third base beer gardens. Reserve your tickets and join the fun today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Come to the ballpark and join the Shuckers for the best fireworks show on the coast after every Friday home game. Each fireworks show will showcase the best fireworks on the coast with unique music, themes, and colors and make the perfect Friday for the whole family. Blast off with fun at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Casey Hunt's back to work. We move to the last of the third. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. There goes the train. Hunt faces the righty Mason Auer. In the eighth spot in the Biscuits tour. First pitch, Auer swings and misses way ahead of the slider at 86. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Well, Hunt today and his double A debuts looked real good. The 0-1 delivery. Auer takes a strike on the outside corner, slider at 82, and the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. Auer this year hitting 193, 2 homers, 18 driven in, a 259 OBP. The 0-2 pitch. Auer takes low, and the count goes to 1-2. Hunt probably not affected very much by the train out there. Played his college ball in the SEC, which features the other ballpark in America that has a train going by it, Bluebell Park, home of the Texas A&M Aggies. The pitch misses up, and the count evens 2-2. Bluebell Park, though, unlike here in Montgomery, where the train is in left field, has it in right field. And just like in Montgomery, it's right behind the wall. 2-2 pitch. Auer rolls it first base side foul. And the count's even at 2-2. Hunt's got a lot of support today from Mississippi State fans. Travis Ray, their sports information director, in attendance to watch Hunt's double-A debut. It's not a far drive. The 2-2 pitch, Auer takes away, and the count goes full. It's only about three-ish hours from Starkville to Montgomery. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of maroon in the stands when Hunt makes his home debut in Biloxi next week. The 3-2 pitch, Auer swings and misses. Slider at 87, and Hunt struck out three here in his debut. One away, and the ready Jalen Battle steps in. Up in the Biscuits bullpen, Logan Workman is starting to get warm. Ron Pepio likely done after 6-plus pitches in three innings. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. The pitch, Battles checks his swing. It's a slider and a called strike one. Battles is hitting .223 this year, a home run, 20 driven in, and a .296 OBP. Hunt rucks and fires. Slider away, and the count evens 1-1. Workman was always slated to go behind Pepio. Workman was originally slated to get the start tonight. 1-1 pitch. Battles takes off the outside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. Now, that usually happens for teams when a rehabber comes in. Whoever's originally scheduled to start will end up coming out of the bullpen. The 2-1 pitch. Battles skies it a mile high behind home plate. Kale gives it a look. It's back in our direction. And it thuds on top of us right here in the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor. 228-641-9167. Hunt delivers the 2-2 pitch. Misses low and away. And the count goes full. Hunt right now is just trying to get some dirt off the bottom of his cleats. That clay kind of starts to cake in the bottom of his Nike cleats. The 3-2 pitch. Battle swings and misses. Ooh, that was a good pitch. Slider down low. Buries it. Battle swings over the top of it. And Casey Hunt, first time through the order, strikes out four, retires 8 of 9 faced. And up comes the lefty Chandler Simpson. By the way, fans, you can join in on tonight's broadcast with our Text the Booth line. Text the Booth at 601-514-0776. Pitch. Simpson takes low, and the count goes to 1-0. Again, that's 601-514-0776. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Two out. Nobody on in the third. Hunt delivers. Simpson takes a strike. Pounds them in at 92 right on the inside corner. And the count evens a ball and a strike. The 1-1 pitch spins off a curve and it misses up. Count goes to 2-1. Hunt right now is nearing 50 pitches. He's thrown 46 of them. 26 for strikes. The 2-1 pitch. Simpson takes just off the inside corner. Fastball at 92. The count goes to 3-1. Simpson digs back in. Hunt delivers. Sky towards left. Warren back on it. And he makes the catch. What a start to the day for Casey Hunt. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. He's through three innings in his Double-A debut. Four strikeouts and just one run allowed. End of the fourth. Back in a moment on the Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. but at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Ryan Pepio's back to work for the Biscuits. We move to the top of the fourth inning. Biscuits 1, Shuckers nothing. And the lefty, Connor Scott, digs in at the very back of the box for the Shuckers. Alrighty, Pepio fires. First pitch is a called strike 1 on the inside corner. And we're off and running. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Each team's tallied a hit. The one for the Biscuits was a big fly from Roberto Hernandez. The pitch, Scott tips it into Keegan Smith behind the plate. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Scott grounded out the first back in the second inning. And that big-time three-run shot last night in the Shuckers' 11-1 win. Pepio delivers. Misses up and away. And the count goes to 1-2. The Shuckers turned things around in a big-time way on the offensive end after they set franchise history. Were held to one hit back-to-back games. First time that's ever happened. 1-2 pitch. Missed inside and almost gets him. The count evens at 2-2. It's the first time in franchise history the Shuckers have been held to a run or a hit or less in back-to-back games. Then they turned around last night. 11 runs. 2-2 pitch. Scott checks his swing. Third base umpire says he goes, and Scott, not a fan of that call, turns around and heads back to the Shuckers dugout, shaking his head. And out comes manager Kevin Bowles. 69 pitches for Pepio. We said the cap was around 70. And Bowles is going to pull him after facing just one batter in the fourth. Evan Reifert. Sets come in for the Biscuits. Pepio done after 3 1/3 innings with 7 strikeouts. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
This is Billy Adams with the Biloxi Shuckers. Bring your community partners together and use Biloxi Shuckers baseball as an exciting way to raise funds, bring awareness, and exceed expectations. Select a game date, buy and sell tickets, and promote your night, all with the Shuckers. Sign up today at 228-233-3465 or email the sales team at sales@biloxishuckers.com. Make your night a grand slam today.
Hey, this is Macon McCarter with the Biloxi Shuckers. Book your group outing to a Shuckers game and save. Have a group of 20, 30, 40, or more. Tickets start at $10 for groups of 20 or more. Find the best group outing experience today. For more information and to book your group's outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Named one of Mississippi's must-see music venues by Rolling Stone, the Ground Zero Blues Club in Biloxi is your destination for food, music, events, and more. Located minutes from the ballpark at 814 Howard Avenue in Biloxi, hit a home run at the Ground Zero Blues Club. For more information and upcoming acts, visit groundzerobiloxi.com or call 228-910-6600. Ground Zero Blues Club, the official post-game hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Evan Reifert enters for the Montgomery Biscuits. To 1-0 Biscuits lead, one out, nobody on. Top of the fourth, Freddie Reifert delivers home to the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to 1-0. Reifert is in for the rehabbing Ryan Pepio, who looks like he's ready to go back to the big leagues. 3 1/3 innings of no shutout baseball. The 1-0 pitch, Martinez checks his swing on a slider, and he goes around, count evens 1-1. But it looks like Pepio is ready to rejoin the Rays. 3 1/3 shutout innings, 1 hit, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts on 69 pitches. Reifert fires. Martinez takes low. Slider at 84, and the count goes to 2-1. Reifert makes his 26th appearance of the year. 1.95 ERA in 27 2/3 innings. 40 strikeouts in the season, 12 walks. The pitch, Martinez fisted foul, back and out of play. The count evens 2-2. The 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Slider in the dirt. Keegan blocks it up, pops up, fires to first. It's in time. Martinez is retired. Quickly two away for the righty, Lamar Sparks. Two out, nobody on. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead in the top of the fourth. Already Reifert set to face the righty Sparks. Reifert delivers. Sparks takes away, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Sparks is 0-1. Though kind of a tough luck 0-1. Line out to short, and a ball that was off his bat at 100 miles an hour back in the second. The 1-0 pitch. He swings and hits it on one hop up the middle by Murray's mid at second and into center for a single. Shackers get their second hit of the night. Both of them have come with two outs. And up comes the righty Nick Cale. Shackers trying to recapture some of that two-out magic from last night. 10 of their 11 runs came home with two outs last night. Second time they've done it this season. They're the only Double-A team that's done it twice this year. Nick Cale comes up. Sparks is off first. The pitch is a called strike. Sinker at 95. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Cale drew a walk back in the second off Pepio. The 0-1 pitch. Cale takes away. Keegan blocks it up. Trickles up the first baseline. Sparks stays put. Count evens at 1-1. One ball, one strike, two away. Tying runs at first. Reifert delivers. Cale takes a strike, slider at 83. And the count jumps to a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch, Sparks is off. Cale rolls it weakly towards third, battles, charge it, clubs it down by his ankles, fires to first. Good time, and it ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Shuckers trail it 1-0 through 3.5. We're back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, y'all. This is David Blackwell with the Biloxi Shuckers. And on July 3rd, 2023, we announced the Heart of a Shucker Community Fund, which is a charitable initiative that allows for the Biloxi Shuckers to make meaningful contributions to enhance the Gulf Coast community that our team calls home. Throughout the 2024 season, the Shuckers will support and honor military organizations from across the coast prior to each Saturday home game. For more information and to see previous recipients, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hi, this is Hunter Reed, General Manager. Head to the beach for 4 nights in 2024 as the Biloxi Shuckers transform into the Biloxi Beach Chickens. Named after the fun-loving seagulls that claim the coast beaches as home, the Biloxi Beach Chickens are ready to take flight. Reserve your tickets to paradise for May 25th, June 27th, August 3rd, and August 27th at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey, Shuckers fans, this is Javik Blake, voice here of Biloxi Shuckers, here to remind you that Broussard's Barbershop is located minutes away from the ballpark in downtown Biloxi. The official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and the barber of choice for Shuckers players. Schedule your next cut today at 228-697-3180. Go where the pros go with Broussard Barbershop, the official barbershop of the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. We ended the last of the fourth inning. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead over the Shuckers. The righty Casey Hunt back on the hill. Been real good tonight. Just one run on one hit with four strikeouts over three innings in his Double-A debut. He comes home to the righty Carson Williams. First pitch is a slider. Williams swings over the top of it, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Williams takes a slider on the outside corner for strike two. Slider's been working wonders right now for Hunt. Four strikeouts tonight. Three of them have come swinging on that slider. Now the 0-2 pitch. Williams takes up and in. Doesn't miss by much, and a slider at 84. And the count's at a ball and two strikes. Williams led to right back in the first inning. Been a lot of fly ball outs today for Hunt. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. A filthy slider at 85. And may get five strikeouts in Hunt for Hunt in his Double-A debut. Brings up the lefty, Xavier Isaac. And in the fourth, time to take a look at the OWA Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visit OWA.com. Everything else in action across the league. The pitch to the lefty, Isaac. Just missed it off the outside corner. Slider at 82. Top of the second. Barons lead the Trash Pandas 2-0. The winner delivery. Isaac swings and misses. Slider on the inside corner at 86. And the count evens 1-1. Bottom of the third. Blue Wahoos lead the Embraves 1-0. The 1-1 pitch. Isaac swings and misses. Slider inside corner at 87. That pitch has been working wonders tonight for Hunt. The count goes to a ball and two strikes. One other game in action. They're in the fourth, and the Smokies lead the Lookouts 3-1. Here it's 1-0 Biscuits. One out, nobody on. Hunt delivers. Isaac takes up, and the count evens 2-2. The 2-2 pitch misses up and away at 92 with a fastball, and the count goes full. Pitch count for Hunt, though, in good shape. His next pitch about to be his 58th of the night. We're just in the fourth inning. The payoff pitch. Isaac takes strike three on the outside corner. It's a half dozen strikeouts tonight for Hunt. Bit of a delay on the call from the home plate umpire, but Isaac's back to the dugout. And it's back-to-back strikeouts in the fourth for Hunt. Six on the day. Righty Dominic Keaton digs in. Two out, nobody on. 1-0 Biscuits in the fourth. Hunt comes home. Keegan takes strike one. It's a slider at 84 right on the outside corner. Hunt's a big strikeout guy. Entered today with exactly 100. The 0-1 pitch is lifted foul. First base side out of play. And the count goes two balls and two strikes. 68 of them came over 15 and a third innings with High A Wisconsin. 32 and 19 innings with Single A Carolina. And now today has six. He comes home with the 0-2 pitch. Misses low. Cale blacks it up. Counts it a ball and two strikes. And outside of one pitch that he left up to Heriberto Hernandez that was tattooed to left, Hunt has been excellent tonight. The 1-2 pitch. Keegan swings and hits it on one hop in a left for a base hit. That's just the second hit allowed today by Hunt. Keegan rounds first. And it brings up the righty Heriberto Hernandez. Right now is the reason why it's a 1-0 lead for the Biscuits. demolished his 12th homer of the year out to left back in the second. Hunt stares in. It's the first time we've seen him work out of the stretch tonight. The pitch to Hernandez. It is a called strike on the inside corner at 92. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. A thunderous cut and a 93 mile an hour heater. And he counts at no balls and two strikes. Hunt comes set. Keegan takes a short lead off first. Now the pitch. Hernandez takes away. Cale blocks it up. It's a slider low at 86. And he counts at a ball and two strikes. Hunt comes set at the belt. Now the 1-2 pitch. Taps foul back towards the screen. And the count stays at 1-2. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead in the last of the fourth. Keegan at first with two away. And Hunt tonight already a half dozen strikeouts in his Double-A debut. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him fishing down low. Cale blocks it up. Hernandez up to first. Cale fires to first. It's in time. And it ends the inning. A filthy slider gets Hernandez swinging. And it's 7 strikeouts through 4 innings for Casey Hunt in his Double-A debut. In the inning, no runs, 1 hit, no errors. 1 runner left on base. We go to the 5th. Hunt's been dominant. Checkers offense looks to get it cranked up when we come back on the Checkers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Build Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuildTrailersMS.com.
Welcome back to Montgomery, Riverwalk Stadium, the Bice. And it's a 1-0 Biscuits lead as we move to the 5th. The righty Evan Reifert done after facing just 3 batters and 2/3 of an inning. And the righty Logan Workman delivers home. Warren swings and misses at the first pitch, a fastball at 94, and we're off and running. Final line for Reifert. He goes 2/3 of an inning in relief of starter and big league rehabber Ryan Pepio. The pitch, swing and a miss, fastball at 93. The count goes to no balls and two strikes. For Reifert, 2/3 of an inning scoreless, no walks, 1 hit, 1 strikeout, and he throws 11 pitches. Workman, meanwhile, makes his 22nd appearance of the year. First time he's worked out of the bullpen this season. The 0-2 pitch. Just misses off the inside corner. Fastball at 93. The count goes to 1-2. Workman, 8-5 record with a 2.83 ERA. 108 innings on the hill. 25 walks, 90 strikeouts. The pitch, tattooed down the left field line, but it curls foul. Way foul. Into the seats. And the count stays at a ball and two strikes. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. Brady Workman delivers. Warren takes low. And the count evens 2-2. Workman struck out on a changeup from Pepio back in the second inning. Pepio's changeup, a filthy pitch. 7 strikeouts, 6 of the 7 coming on the change. The pitch, fisted foul, back up towards the press box. And it gets somebody's can of soda. I think it was a bottle of Sprite that popped up. And it is. Well, somebody now no longer has a bottle of Sprite. They're going to have to get a new one. The 2-2 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count goes 4. The pitch, Warren tattoos it, foul back in our direction, and it is foul. No windows have been broken, and the count stays 4. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield, press box, broadcast booth, or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor, 228-641-9167. The pitch, Warren takes low, and he draws a walk. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on the Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Montgomery. Javik Blake alongside you as the righty Logan Workman delivers. First pitch is a called strike on the outside corner to the righty Casey Martin. Shuckers down 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Workman delivers. It's a called strike on the outside corner, and the count quickly jumps to no balls and two strikes. Martin's 0-1 today, struck out swinging back in the third inning against Ryan Pepio. The 0-2 delivery. Martin swings and misses. Fastball top of the zone at 94. And Martin's down for the out. Brings up Dylan O'Ray. One out, one on. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead in the fifth. Workman delivers. Slice down the left field line, foul. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. One out, one on. O'Ray's 0-2. He had to face Pepio's changeup twice as a lefty, which that's just not fun. The 0-1 delivery. O'Ray takes off the outside corner. Fastball at 94, and the count evens a ball and a strike. There are certain moments when you are around baseball, especially professional baseball, double A, triple A, the big leagues, where you watch some guys and you just kind of realize that hitting's very hard to do. Not that it isn't already. The 1-1 pitch. Misses low. Gets by Keegan to the screen. He can't find it. Warren rounds second, and the ball trickles right back to his feet. The count goes to 2-1. Warren's to second on the wild pitch. But watching a guy like Ryan Pepio, seeing how that changeup moves, that is basically just a left-handed pitcher's sweeper, you come to realize, yeah, this is why he's in the big leagues. And this is why hitting's impossibly hard. The 2-1 pitch to O'Ray comes home. He swings and slices it foul. Out of play, off another window, and back into play. You got to credit the building and construction of Riverwalk Stadium 20 years ago. They had this smart idea to make shatterproof windows and install them all around the ballpark. If not, we'd be calling Glass Doctor quite a bit tonight. The 2-2 pitch. O'Ray swings and misses. Buries his slider at 83. And that's back-to-back strikeouts from Workman. Two away for the lefty, Mike Bovey. Righty Logan Workman stares at second, now fires. Bovey takes low, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Checkers down 1-0, but Mike Bovey is 1-for-2 today. Tallied a hit. Off rehabber Ryan Pepio back in the third. Workman delivers. Bovey drives it out to right center. High in the sky, but not very deep. Now the right fielder's over, squares it up, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. And the frame, no runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. The Shuckers have stranded five, and they trail it 1-0 halfway through in Montgomery. We're back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the family to the ballpark for Fun Day Sunday at every Shuckers Sunday home game. Kid-friendly events will be available, including pregame autographs, kids run the bases, and a catch on the field after the game. Fans can save over 35% with a Fun Day Sunday package that includes a reserve level seat and a meal voucher. Reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster Javik Blake here to remind you, as the birthplace of Mardi Gras celebrations in Mississippi, the city of Biloxi and the coast have a special place in the holiday's history. For the 2024 season, the Shuckers will take inspiration from the festivities and rebrand as the Biloxi King Kinks on May 11th, June 15th, June 30th, and August 30th. Get your tickets today and join in on the celebration at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
We head to the last of the fifth inning. Alrighty, Casey Hunt, who has been dominant in his Double-A debut, is back to work. Faces the right-handed hitting Tanner Murray. It's a 1-0 Montgomery lead. The only run came on a solo homer from Heriberto Hernandez in the second. Hunt delivers. It's a curveball and a called strike one in the inside corner against the righty Murray. Casey Hunt, what a Double-A debut it's been. Four innings, seven strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch misses off the outside corner, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Murray's 0-for-1. Gets the pitch. It's a cut strike on the outside corner, and it counts at no balls and two strikes. Murray grounded out on what amounted to a swinging bunt, dribbled it out in front of home plate. 1-2 pitch. Chop towards third. Bovey comes in on it, gets it chest high, fires a heater to first. In time, Mike Bovey just uncorked. Had to have been a 90-plus mile-an-hour fastball over to Martinez at first. And Murray's retired. Brings up the lefty, Matthew Edsel. Shuckers' bullpen is stirring at the moment. Nobody's up. The pitch to the lefty. Edsel swings and misses at an 85-mile-an-hour changeup. Helmet almost pops off, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hunt delivers. Misses up and in, and the count evens at 1-1. By the way, bottom of the fifth inning. We'd like to say a big hello to Kane and Sarah, who are tuning in tonight right next to the Shuckers dugout. The pitch misses up and in, and the count goes to two balls and a strike. So great of Kane and Sarah to make the trip up to Montgomery, only about 3 hours from Biloxi. Cheering on their Shuckers. The 2-1 pitch. Edsel skies it towards deep center. Not deep enough, though. Sparks plenty of room. Squares it up, and he makes the catch. Two away for the Riding Mason hour. We'd also like to extend a big hello to Craig Thomas, tuning in from the Biloxi area. Shockers home clubhouse manager. The pitch now. Misses up and in. Checks his swing. First base umpire says he does not go, and the count goes to 1-0. He's the reason why Casey Hunt's got all of his stuff ready to go. It's all looking good. Counts it a ball with no strikes to the righty. Hour with two away. The pitch is a called strike. Slider at 87. And the count evens 1-1. Casey Hunt dealing tonight. And he fires home. Hour pops it up. Out to short left center. Martin charges out. O'Ray, the second baseman's out. Calls everybody off. Makes the catch. And ends the inning. Have yourself a night, Casey Hunt. Double-A debut. Five innings of one-run ball with seven strikeouts. He retires the side in order here in the fifth. You go to the sixth. Biscuits 1, Shockers nothing on the Shockers Radio.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
We end of the sixth inning, and the righty Logan Workman is back to work for the Montgomery Biscuits. Fires home to the righty Brock Workman. First pitch misses low, and the count goes to a ball and no strikes. Just joining us, we appreciate you joining us on your Saturday night. David Blake alongside you from Montgomery, Alabama. The 1-0 delivery. Workman takes low, and the count goes to 2-0. Workman tonight is 0-2, two strikeouts. Been a lot of strikeouts in this game. Shuckers starter Casey Hunt has seven of them. The 2-0 pitch. Wilkin takes off the inside corner, and the count runs to 3-0. Meanwhile, the Biscuits staff has struck out 10, including two from Logan Workman in a scoreless fifth inning. The 3-0 pitch. Wilkin takes a strike. No, it is ball four. Home plate umpire Elliot Melton has quite the delay in his strike or ball call. We have to wait a moment. And Keegan was ready to throw it back to the mound. Wilkin was ready to step back in, but instead it's ball four. Wilkin draws a walk. He's reached base in three straight. And up comes Connor Scott. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. One run and a solo shot in the second. It's the only run of the game. The pitch to Scott. He swings and fisted foul back to the screen. Fastball at 93. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Checkers have had a base runner on in every inning outside of the first. They haven't been able to bring anybody home. Nobody stepped on third yet tonight. The 0-1 pitch. Scott takes up. And the count evens 1-1. Shuckers have had two runners reach second. It was Xavier Warren back last inning and Ernesto Martinez Jr. in the second. But outside of that, nothing going. The pitch. Scott drives it towards short center. Murray charges out. The second baseman, he's under it, and he makes the catch. Wilkins sprints back to first, but there's nobody covering. Scott's retired. One away, and the lefty Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in. Ernesto Martinez Jr. digs in. Shuckers down 1-0. The pitch. He takes a strike on the outside corner. The count goes to no balls and a strike. Martinez tonight 0-for-1. Walked in the second. Struck out on a slider in the fourth. The 0-1 delivery. He swings and shoots it foul out of the ballpark, third base side. And the count quickly runs to no balls and two strikes. Workman deals. Martinez takes inside, almost gets him on the elbow guard. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. 1-0 Biscuits lead in the top of the sixth. Shuckers have been shut out today after putting up 11 last night. The 1-2 pitch. Martinez swings and misses. Slider on the outside corner. Strikes out on that pitch for the second time today. And with two outs and a runner on, the righty Lamar Sparks now digs in. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Sparks, last time up, single, right through the middle, has continued such a hot second half of the season. Workman delivers. Sparks fouls it off. It was a fastball in on the hands at 95. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers hitting coach J.J. Reimer talked about it pregame about just the commitment that Sparks has had to putting in the work and growing throughout this season. He had a tough start to the year. He's had a terrific second half of the year. The pitch misses up and in, and the count evens 1-1. You look back at some of the box scores early on this season, and Sparks was off to a tough start. Strikeout rate at one point above 40% was hitting in the low 200s. The pitch fouled off, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Well, now he's almost getting a hit 40% of the time. Second half entering today for Sparks. A .324 average, an .876 OPS, four homers, including yesterday's grand slam, and 12 extra base hits. Second half surge from the Shuckers outfielder. The 1-2 pitch. Sparks tips it foul back to the screen. And the count stays at a ball with two strikes. Really all exploded for Sparks right around July 4th, where he tied the Shuckers' single-game record with a five-hit night against the Montgomery Biscuits. 1-2 pitch. Misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 2-2. Check that against the Mississippi Braves. The loud train is blaring its horn off in the distance. That means it's coming up soon, right along the outfield wall. The 2-2 pitch. Sparks takes low, and the count goes full. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Sparks calls time and steps out. Sparks digs back in, plants his right foot on the very back of the right-handed box. Workman sets. Now the pitch, Wilkins off, Sparks swings and drives it foul. Out of play in the first base side. We'll do it one more time at 3-2. By the way, Sam Carlson's warming up in the Shuckers bullpen. Likely spells the end of the day for Casey Hunt's glorious debut. The 3-2 pitch, runner off, misses, up and in. And it's ball four. Sparks to first. He's reached twice tonight. Wilkins to second. And up comes Nick Cale. And that train that was blaring its horn about a minute ago is now starting to chug along by. I was reading some stuff earlier this week. Joe Davis, current voice of baseball on Fox and current voice of the LA Dodgers. First, the pitch from Workman. Cale pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. Count goes no balls and a strike. His first job in minor league baseball was here with the Montgomery Biscuits back in the mid-2000s. And the train driver, the guy who would normally be the conductor of the train that would drive along the outfield wall during all the games, had a transistor radio. 0-1 pitch, fouled back, and the count goes no balls and two strikes. So every night the train would go by. The conductor would be listening to the game on his little transistor radio. And every night, Joe Davis, as he could start to see the train go by, would always say hello. And the conductor would toot the horn back to the ballpark in the booth as a way to say hello, which is just incredible. The 0-2 pitch. Cale takes away, and the count goes to 1-2. Not only a terrific story, but what a terrific way to get the people who are going by watching the games to know what's going on, because they do not face the video board. They do not know what inning it is, what the score is. The 1-2 pitch. Cale takes off the inside corner, and the count evens 2-2. So not only were they able to say hi that way, but also they were able to know what's going on. You're chugging along, you're watching a game, and you might go a little slower if you know that it's a tie game in the eighth inning. Checkers down 1-0 here. Workman fires. Cale fouls it back. Fastball in on the hands at 94, and the count stays at 2-2. Wilkin at second, Sparks at first. Workman, 2-2 count against the ready Nick Cale. And now Workman stepped off. Gives himself just an extra moment. Also gives Sam Carlson an extra moment to warm down on that Checkers bullpen. Workman deals. Misses off the outside corner. And there's another full count. It is a lengthy inning right now for Workman, about to throw his 26th pitch of the inning. His 45th of the night. 3-2, two away. Both runners will be off. Pitch home. Runners go. Cale fouls it back and out of play. And the count stays full. Three balls, two strikes, two away. Tying runs at second for the Shackers. Sparks, the go-ahead run, is at first. The 3-2 pitch, runners go. Cale takes inside, and it is ball four. Workman's walk, the bases loaded. And up comes Xavier Warren. Workman tonight, his first relief appearance of the season, and walks have been troublesome for him. He gets a visit from pitching coach Steve Merriman. This year, entering today, he had walked just 25 in 108 innings and not walked more than three in any appearance. And those three were over six innings at Chattanooga in June. Well, today, he's thrown an inning and two-thirds, and he's already walked four. That ties his career high. The third time in his career he's walked four. Last did it August of 2023. Against the Mississippi Braves. Shuckers will take a fifth. That means a tie ball game. The long mound meeting. That'll be Melton home plate umpires out to break it up. Merriman with a little jog hustles back to the dugout. Xavier Warren set to step in. Checkers got a grand slam last night to blow it open. Lightning strikes twice. It would give him a 4-1 lead. Switch hitter Warren digs in. Very back of the left-handed box. Kales at first. Sparks at second. Wilkins at third. Workman fires. Warren takes off the inside corner for ball one. The 1-0 pitch. Warren pops it foul behind home plate and out of play. And the count evens a ball and a strike. Warren threw one of the four walks off Workman. He's the first batter he faced back last inning. The 1-1 pitch. Warren tips it foul off Keegan's mask. And the count goes to 1-2. Shockers might find their way deeper into the Biscuits bullpen. Workman about throw his 50th pitch of the day. He's not even through two innings. And this pitch, after a 19-pitch fifth inning, is turning into a 31-pitch sixth inning. The 1-2 pitch. Warren takes low. Keegan blocks it up. And the count evens 2-2. Bases loaded, two away. Checkers down 1-0. Workman deals. Warren swings and misses. Fans on a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and the Checkers strand them loaded. No runs, no hits, no errors. Three runners on base. The Checkers have stranded eight, and they trail it 1-0 through 5.5. We're back after this, the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hey, this is Mason Fitzpatrick, Senior Account Executive with the Biloxi Shuckers. The Cloud 7 Skybox at the ballpark offers an upscale indoor-outdoor baseball experience. Enjoy great views from the suite level of the ballpark while dining on delicious food and unlimited beverage service in an air-conditioned lounge throughout Shuckers home games. For more information to book your group outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Hey, this is Macon with the Biloxi Shuckers. Treat your youth team to an MVP experience with the Shuckers Field of Dreams package, perfect for your youth baseball and softball players. Your package includes taking the field with the Shuckers for the national anthem, a team photo, food vouchers, and recognition on the video board. For more information and to schedule your outing, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
The sixth inning, and the righty Casey Hunt's on the hill. How about this for a storyline in his Double-A debut? Faces the righty Jalen Battles. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Hunt delivers. Battles takes up and in, and the count goes to a ball with no strikes. Hunt tonight has been brilliant. Five innings, one run allowed. It was a solo shot to Roberto Hernandez. Seven strikeouts and no walks. 1-0 pitch. Battles chops it third base side foul. And the count evens 1-1. Now, it is probably not too likely that Hunt finishes this inning. Sam Carlson's been warming up ever since Hunt ended the fifth inning. Battles and the nine man in the order will represent two times through. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider on the outside corner at 84. And the count goes to 1-2. So his pitch count creeps above 80. He's gone past 80 just two times this year. This makes it three. The 1-2 pitch. Battles, swings, and tips it in a Kale's mitt. Strike three. And it's 8 strikeouts in Casey Hunt's Double-A debut. Fidel Pena stays seated in that Shuckers dugout. Brings up Chandler Simpson, set to face Hunt for the third time today. Hunt's career high is 6 innings. He fires home to the lefty. Misses up, and the count goes to a ball with no strikes. It also might be a situation where Hunt has had the conversation with Pena and Shearholz in the Shuckers dugout. The 1-0 pitch. Simpson fouls it back, and the count evens 1-1. And the ruling was that Hunt is in until he allows a base runner. He's gone 6 innings twice in his career. The 1-1 pitch. Roped over Martinez's mitt at first and down the right field line towards the corner. Scott cuts it off. Simpson hustles in a second. It's a stand-up double. The ball gets towards third. Bovee grabs it towards his left. And Simpson's in a second with a double. And with the runner on, that ends the day for Casey Hunt. What a Double-A debut. A guy who this time last year was just starting his professional career. Back in April, he was a reliever in A-ball. And Casey Hunt in his Double-A debut strikes out 8 against the top offense in the Sun League and exits, having allowed just 1 run in 5 1/3 innings. What a night from the Mississippi State Bulldog. Sam Carlson set to come in when we come back on the Shuckers Radio Network.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0916.
This is Rochelle with Healing Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Healing Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Healing Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
This is Brock Wilkin, and you're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Sam Carlson's first pitch is a slider that's a called strike at the top of the zone against the righty Carson Williams. As we welcome you back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery, Casey Hunt has departed after just a terrific Double-A debut. 5 1/3 innings, given up just 3 hits. So far, just 1 run. But Sam Carlson inherits a runner at second. There's a check to second, and the speedy Chandler Simpson is back in time. For Hunt, the big number, no walks. Strikes out 8. And now he's walked just 16 batters in 75 innings this year as a starter and reliever. Carlson fires, misses off the outside corner, and the count evens 1-1. Carlson makes his 37th appearance of the year, 38 1/3 innings with a 3.66 ERA, 13 walks and 36 strikeouts. The righty Carlson delivers. Williams takes up and in. And the count goes to 2 balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch. misses off the outside corner. Slider at 87, and the count goes to 3-1. Carlson, last time out, went two scoreless innings. Part of a Shuckers 1-0 loss on Wednesday night through 25 pitches. The 3-1 pitch, Williams takes up and in, and it's ball four. Leadoff man gets on, and the big lefty, Xavier Isaac, now steps in. Xavier Isaac digs in at the very back of the left-handed box. Williams is at first, Simpson's at second. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead in the last of the sixth inning. Carlson fires. It misses. No, it's a called strike in the late called strike. It helps out Carlson. 96-mile-an-hour sinker. Isaac's 0-for-2 today. He did not have a good fun time against Casey Hunt. It was neither good nor fun. 0-for-2. Two strikeouts, one swinging, one looking. Part of Hunt's eight here in his Double-A debut. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count evens the ball and a strike. The pitch misses off the inside corner, and the count goes to 2-1. The Shuckers bullpen right now is looking to get ready. The 2-1 pitch. Isaac takes a strike on the outside corner, a sinker at 95, and the count evens at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Isaac fans on a 96-mile-an-hour sinker. Strikes out for the third time tonight. That's a big second out. Now a force everywhere. And the righty Dominic Keegan digs in. Williams at first, Simpson's at second. The pitch is a called strike, sinker on the outside corner at 96. Keegan's 1-for-2 today, singled into left center back in the fourth inning. The pitch is a sweeper that flies out of the zone, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. Two out, two on. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead in the sixth. Carlson delivers. Hopped foul. Out of play in the first base side. And the count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Slider misses up and away, and the count evens 2-2. Carlson fires. Tapped foul. Off home plate, back to the screen. Count stays at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Carlson about to throw his 16th pitch of the frame. Ready comes, set at the belt. Now fires. Shot foul, third base side again, and out of play, out of the ballpark. He counts it 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Slider misses off the outside corner, and the count goes full. The wheels will be in motion. Simpson at second, Williams at first. Two guys with a combined 79 stolen bases this year. Simpson has 51 of them, so a lot of speed. Both of them will be off and moving. Keaton gets one to the alleyway. Might very well score two. The payoff pitch. Runners go. It's a sweeper that gets by Kale. Simpson rounds the corner, puts on the brakes, and it's a walk. Two of the first three batters to face Carlson have walked. And the righty Heriberto Hernandez steps in. Bases loaded, two away. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead in the last of the sixth inning. The pitch is a called strike at the knees. A sinker at 96. Hernandez is the reason why the Biscuits have a run. And solo shot to the left back of the second. Carlson deals. Hernandez takes a strike. Fastball in the outside corner at 97. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Not too often we see a 97-mile-an-hour heater from Carlson. The 0-2 pitch. Hernandez takes up, and the count goes to 1-2. Hernandez calls time. The 1-2 pitch. Hernandez, way ahead of a slider, ropes it into the seats. Barely made contact with it. And the count stays at a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Hernandez takes away. A sinker at 97. And the count's even at two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Hernandez swings and misses, and Carlson gets out of it. A fastball at 96, top of the zone. Strands the bases loaded. And we go to the seventh. No runs, one hit. No errors. Three left on. The 1-0 Biscuits lead after six on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailers, gooseneck flatbed trailers, single and tandem axle utility trailers, enclosed trailers, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. CustomBuiltTrailersMS.com.
Welcome back to Montgomery. We're at the top of the seventh. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Hogan Workman is back out for his third inning on the hill after a 31-pitch sixth inning. Delivers home to the righty, Casey Martin. First pitch misses off the outside corner for ball one. If you're just joining us, the Shuckers are down 1-0. They've stranded 8. And the only run for the Biscuits came on a homer. The pitch, Martin drives it foul. Left field side and way out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Shuckers were shut down over 3 1/3 innings by rehabber Ryan Pepio. Struck out 7. 1-1 pitch. Martin pops it up 1.5 miles high. Left side of the infield, Williams, the shortstop, under it, and he makes the catch. One away, and it brings up the lefty, Tillman O'Reilly. O'Reilly's 0 for 3 tonight with 3 strikeouts. So 1-0 Biscuits lead. Top of the 7th, 1 out, no one on. The pitch, O'Reilly takes away. Fastball at 91, and the count goes to 1-0. Shuckers tonight as a team have struck out 12 times as the pitch is flied foul, third base side, into the seats, and the count evens 1-1. Both the Shuckers and the Biscuits entering today had struck out 45 times during this series, tied for the 5th most out of any team in AA. The 1-1 pitch, O'Reilly takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. A lot of credit, though, goes to this Biscuits pitching staff. The Shuckers enter today with 841 strikeouts on the year, the least out of any Southern League team. 2-1 pitch, O'Reilly slices it in the left, and it's down for a base hit. Rolls to Simpson, and O'Reilly is on with a single. Brings up Mike Bovey. We'll see here if O'Reilly puts the wheels in motion. 19 stolen bases this year. One away from becoming the 14th player in Shuckers franchise history to 20 in a single season. Bovey digs in. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Top of the 7th, and the tying runs at first. Though Ray might not be at first for very long. Workman checks back to first. O'Ray just back to the bag in time. A quick snap throw from Workman on the hill. Pitch. Bovey takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Bovey's 1 for 3 tonight. Singled through the left side back in the 3rd inning off Pepio. Another check back to first. O'Reilly was leaning and he's out. And now 2 away. Workman checked over, and O'Reilly took a hop to second, and that probably ended any chance he could of getting back to first. It's just the second time he's been picked off. Pitch to Bovey. Misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Just the 8th time a Shuckers player has been picked off today, the 105th game of this season. The 1-1 pitch. Bovey takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. Workman right now is working quick. Past 60 pitches. Not even through 3 innings on the hill. The 2-1 pitch. Bovey hammers it down right field line and is a fair ball, and it rattles around in the corner. Auer picks it out, fires it in. Bovee strides in the second with a double. And that pickoff from Workman just saved himself giving up the tying run. That ball down the right field line, usually money for O'Ray to score off of. Instead, it's a double and a multi-hit performance for Bovee. And it's up to Brock Wilkin to try and drive him in. Gives us chance, 10 seconds. Station ID on the Shekkers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. Javik Blake alongside you. Shuckers down 1-0 in the top of the seventh. Two out. Tying run at second and Mike Bovee. The righty Logan Workman delivers home to the righty Wilkin. Wilkin fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. It has been a steady diet of fastballs tonight from Workman. Almost two-thirds of his 63 pitches tonight have been fastballs. The guy with a five-pitch mix usually. The 0-1 pitch. Wilkin tips it foul off Keegan's mask and up to the top of the screen. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Thing for Workman, though, is that his command has been a little bit all over the place. 65 pitches, 37 strikes. He's tied his season high for walks with four. It's generally a starter. Today's his first relief appearance of the year. Checkers trying to take advantage. The 0-2 pitch. Wilkin swings and misses. Goes fishing on a slider off the outside corner at 87. And that ends the frame. No runs, two hits, no errors, one runner left on base. The Shuckers have stranded nine, and they trail 1-0 as it's time to stretch in Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers in honoring servicemen and women on Military Wednesday at the ballpark. At every Wednesday home game, all military personnel can receive a $3 discount on dugout, box, and reserve level tickets. The Shuckers will also honor military members with their special military-themed alternate jerseys. For game time, schedules, and tickets, visit the Shuckers box office and BiloxiShuckers.com.
The brand new Shuckers shop is your destination for all Shuckers, King Cakes, and Beach Chickens merchandise. Doubling in size this past offseason, make sure to stop by for hats, apparels, novelties, and more. Visit the shop at the ballpark or visit them online at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Hey guys, splash in with the newest attraction at the ballpark, Schooner Splash Zone, presented by Gulf Breeze Landscaping. Schooner Splash Zone offers a safe aquatic experience for kids of all ages with over 20 different water spray features. It includes some big and small nautical-themed features, multiple ground sprays, hey, and even a slide. The Splash Zone is free for all kids to use during the 2024 season, so reserve your tickets today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Roll out the barrel. We'll have
bottom of the seventh, and Sam Carlson's back to work for the Shuckers. Faces the righty Tanner Murray. The pitch. Murray checks his swing, and it's a called strike one. The 0-1 pitch. Popped foul, third base, first base side, and out of play. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. Tanner Murray's in a hole against the righty Carlson. Will Childers is warming up in the Shuckers pen. The 0-2 pitch. Murray takes a sweeper away, and the count goes to 1-2. Time for a check of the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. Plan your visit today. Visit OWA.com as we take a look and a ride around the Brewers' farm system. Finals in the Dominican Republic. The pitch. Called strike three. Sinker on the outside corner at 95. Carlson has his third strikeout in relief. Brings up the lefty Matthew Edson. Out of the dugout comes Shuckers manager Fidel Pena. That's going to end the day for Carlson. We'll wrap up the scoreboard update here. Brewers 1 fell in both ends of a doubleheader to Orioles Orange, 9-5 and 2-0. Brewers 2 defeats Royals Ventura 7-3. Elsewhere, the Fredericksburg Nationals defeat the Carolina Mudcats by a 4-1 final. Game 1 of a doubleheader. Game 2, bottom 5. Carolina leads it by a 1-0 score. Everything else in action. Wisconsin trails Quad Cities 9-1 through 7.5. Top of the 7th, Sounds lead the Indians 2-0. And in the top of the 9th, the Brewers lead the Reds by a 1-0 score. Well, Childers is warming up. We'll be back with more on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. It's a 1-0 lead for the Biscuits. One out in the 7th.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wall Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Edsel steps in against Friday Will Childers. We're in the bottom of the 7th. One out, nobody on. The pitch. Roped up the middle. Almost takes off Childers' head. He ends up on his backside. And it's a single for Edsel. The good thing is Childers' head still attached to his body after that. And the right Mason Hour digs in. One out, one on. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Shuckers pitching tonight has been fantastic. The only problem is they've been out-dueled by the Biscuits. Edsel takes his lead off first as the righty Hour digs in. And Childers steps off. And out comes Nick Cale to chat with him. Childers makes his 19th double-A appearance this season. 22 and a third innings with a 3.63 ERA, 9 walks, and 26 strikeouts. The quick mound meeting is over. Cale walks back behind the plate. Black Sabbath echoes out of the speakers. Childers comes set. Now delivers. Hour shows bunt, pulls back, and it is a called strike. Fastball at 94. And the count goes to no balls and a strike. Hour today is 0 for 2. Strikeout on a pop out to second. Check back to first. And Edsel just back in time. 11 stolen bases this year for Edsel between AA Bowie and here in Montgomery. The Orioles AA affiliate and here with the Rays AA affiliate. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball outside corner at 95. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. By the way, the Shuckers are really keen on throwing guys in the SEC tonight on what is Tigers versus Tide night, celebrating the Iron Bowl rivalry. The 0-2 pitch. Childers misses up the fastball, and the count goes to 1-2. Shuckers started a Mississippi State Bulldog and Casey Hunt. And Will Childers, a Georgia guy, which I'm sure doesn't irritate any Alabama fan at all that Will Childers attended the University of Georgia and is probably a fan of Georgia's football team. The 1-2 pitch. Jess misses away. Slider at 87. And the count even to 2-2. It's a red color, Georgia is. It's just in the eyes of a lot of Georgia fans and Alabama fans, two distinctly different colors between the Bulldogs and the Crimson Tide. The 2-2 delivery. Etzel off to second. Pitch misses up. Throw to second. On the money. The tag. Got him. Oh, what a dart from Nick Cale behind the plate. Retires Etzel, and there's two away. Counts at 3-2 with one away. What a gun from Nick Cale. That is a cannon attached to that right arm right there. The payoff pitch. Auer takes just off the outside corner, and it's ball four. Auer reaches, and it brings up the righty Jalen Battles. Battles is 0-2. He struck out twice on sliders tonight. Hours off first. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. A 95-mile-an-hour heater. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. One run on four hits for the Biscuits. They've stranded four. No runs on four hits for the Shackers. They've stranded nine. Check back to first. Hours just back in time. Check back. And Auer again is back in time. Auer's 20 for 24 on stolen bases this year. The 0-1 pitch. Battles, check swing, makes contact, rolls it weakly up the first baseline. Martinez grabs it, takes it to the bag, and we go to the 8th. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base in the inning. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead after 8, after 7. And Rob's the 8th in the Shuckers Radio Network.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives. With same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi. Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
We ended the top of the eighth. Shockers have six outs to work with, and they need a run. Trailing 1-0. Lefty Connor Scott steps in against the righty Logan Workman. The pitch. Scott takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Scott tonight is 0-3. Struck out swinging back in the fourth. Workman delivers. Scott takes up. Count goes to 2-0. Shockers right now in need of a run. They've already been shut out once this week and a 1-0 loss on Wednesday. Today, 0-5 with runners in scoring position. They've stranded 9. 2-0 pitch. Misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. The Shockers have also stranded 5 of those 9 runners in scoring position. The pitch. Scott takes a strike. And that runs the count to 3-1. Scott digs back in. 3 balls, 1 strike, nobody out. Shockers today looking for a win that would give them a series split at least. The 2-1 pitch. Scott swings and misses. A hefty cut on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. The count goes full. Shockers enter today having won or split each of their last 5 series on the road, dating back to their first trip to Montgomery in early June. 3-2 pitch. Scott drives it towards center. Ansel races back. It's almost over his head. He reaches up and he makes the grab. He went back like a wide receiver and caught it over his shoulder. A hard fly out from Scott. And now one away for the lefty, Ernesto Martinez Jr. Martinez, 0-2. Pitch is a called strike one. That's called at 91 on the inside corner. It's a 1-0 lead for the Biscuits. The pitch, swing and a miss. There is a changeup low at 82, and the count goes to no balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Clubbed first base side. One hop in and out of Nick Merkel's glove. He's playing protector down on the Shockers bullpen as Justin Yeager's warming up. What a play from Merkel. The large animal. The 0-2 pitch. Martinez takes away and the count goes to 1-2. The large mammal is the nickname that Merkel acquired back in his junior college days. Tall reliever. 1-2 pitch misses up and in. And the count evens 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. The pitch. Martinez fouls it straight back. And the count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Martinez drives it towards short center over Williams' head, and it's down for a single. A 1-out single now brings up Lamar Sparks. Chance to give the Shockers either a tie ball game with their first run of the night or a lead with a homer. Sparks is 1-for-2 tonight. Single in the fourth, walked in the sixth. To 1-0 Biscuits lead in the top of the eighth inning. Workman delivers. Misses away and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Sparks takes a strike at the knees at 93. And the count evens 1-1. The pitch, swing and a miss. Change up low at 83, and the count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Sparks swings and misses. Carries a changeup low at 82. And now two away for Nick Hale. That is the sixth strikeout relief tonight for Workman. Shuckers have struck out 14 times tonight. The pitch to Kale. He has a called strike on the outside corner, and the righty falls behind in the count. No balls and a strike. The season high this year for the Shuckers is 15 strikeouts. They did it twice, and it was all in the first series of the year. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. Shuckers struck out 15 times. The last time they did it was Sunday, April 7th. They struck out 15 times in Game 2 of their series against the Biscuits, a 1-0 win. They struck out 15 times in Game 3 of the series against the Biscuits. They haven't done it since. They're at 14 right now. The 0-2 pitch. Kale takes off the inside corner, and the count goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two away. Open fires. Kale chopped it third base side foul. Backs up third base coach Payne. You cramps it on a couple of hops. Pena covers his eyes and throws it to somebody in the crowd. Just making sure nobody's going to accuse him of playing favorites. Counts it a ball and two strikes with two away. Martinez takes his lead off first. It is a 1-0 Biscuits lead in the eighth. Workman delivers. Misses off the outside corner. Change of at 82. And the count evens at 2-2. Workman fires. Kale pops it up. Out to right. Auer comes in on it. Squares it up. Makes the catch. And the Shuckers have been shut out through eight innings by Ryan Pepio, Evan Reifert, and Logan Workman. No runs, one hit, no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the last of the eighth. Will Childers out to the mound when we return to the Shuckers Radio Network.
Thirsty Thursday presented by PBR, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108 is back. Kick off the weekend with $2 PBR bottles, drafts, hot dogs, and Coca-Cola products. Fans can splash in with $4 draft beer specials on Miller Lite and Coors Light at the first and third base beer gardens. Fans can also cash in on almost 60% savings with the Thirsty Thursday deal, which includes a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $16 in advance. Reserve your seats today at the Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey guys, Trey Bowman, head groundskeeper of Biloxi Shuckers. Rep the Shuckers all season long with T-Shirt Tuesday at Shuckers Ballpark. Be one of the first 250 through the gates during every Tuesday home game and receive a special Shuckers T-shirt. Each Tuesday features a different design, so you don't want to miss out. Reserve your tickets today at Shuckers box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Be the all-star of your team with the suite experience at the ballpark. With an indoor air-conditioned hospitality area and outdoor seating, a suite is the perfect way to entertain clients, reward employees, or bring your group out for a night of Biloxi Shuckers baseball. For more information and to reserve your suite, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
End of the last of the eighth, and the righty Wilt Childers is out for his first full inning on the hill. Faces the top of the order. Starts off with Chandler Simpson. Childers has one job. Keep this game in a 1-0 Biscuits lead into the ninth, where the Shuckers will likely face the righty Alfredo Zaraga. out of the Biscuits pen. First pitch misses up and in for ball one. The Shackers have Justin Yeager up in the pen, their closer. We'll see if he enters for this inning or if they have him just in case for the ninth. 1-0 pitch. Misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Childers out of the windup. Takes a breath. Delivers. Fouled straight back, and the count goes to 2-1. That foul ball brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. Simpson's 1-for-3 tonight, roped to double down the right field line in the sixth. The pitch bunted off home plate, straight up in the air, and McHale about halfway up the third base line does a little shimmy and backhands it, grabs it behind his back. And it counts even at 2-2. Calm, cool, and collected. Kale, former star with Washington, back in the Pac-12. If he played now, he'd be in the Big Ten. He talked a little bit about it, said he understands it from the football side of things. 2-2 pitch. Simpson drives it out to right center, down for a base hit. Sparks into the alleyway, cuts it off on a slide. Simpson towards second, the throw to Martin on two, hops the tag, is not in time. And Simpson is all sorts of fired up at its second. A leadoff double brings up Carson Williams. That ends the day for Will Childers. Justin Yeager comes in. Runner on second. Nobody out. Bottom of the eighth inning. Back after this, the Shackers Radio Network.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hampton with Sully's. People often ask, what makes Sully's so good? It's really simple. We serve certified Angus beef and USDA prime steaks. We add this high-quality beef to our chuck roast and grind in-house the best burger and hamburger steak in these parts. Every dish is cooked to order every time. So come have lunch or dinner served from a microwave-free kitchen. With our unmatched food quality and down-to-earth customer service, we're sure you'll be satisfied. Sully's, we're not too fancy, just really good.
Sully's in Hattiesburg, Petal, and downtown Gulfport.
Hey everybody, I'm Sean Cross to tell you about my good friend Brian Hagwood at Headliners Plus in Gulfport. For over 25 years, he's been repairing upholstery on the coast, from simple headliners to the most advanced hot rod interiors. No job is too small, from automotive seats to marine and aviation upholstery. Headliners Plus can also give your business a facelift with reupholstery for your restaurant, waiting room, or business. From French seam to diamond tuck, we've got you covered at Headliners Plus, 34th Street, Gulfport. Stop by for a free quote.
This is Kurt Hogue, Milwaukee Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You're listening to the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Welcome back to Montgomery. The righty Justin Yeager comes in for the Shuckers and faces the righty Carson Williams. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Chandler Simpson at second. Yeager delivers. Williams takes a slider off the outside corner for ball one. Childers done after two-thirds of an inning and 13 pitches. Gives way to normally the Shackers' closer, Yeager. The 1-0 delivery. Williams swings and misses. Sweeper off the outside corner. The count evens 1-1. Yeager makes his 36th appearance of the year. 37 and a third innings with a 3.13 ERA. 9 walks, 41 strikeouts, and as he told us on Thursday, a brand new sweeper. The 1-1 pitch. Williams takes away. Slider off the outside corner at 85. And the count goes to 2-1. It's a pitch he learned in all of 5 days. Back during the Shuckers' last road series against Pensacola. Russell Smith, Shuckers' lefty out of the pen, helped him with the grip. The pitch, swing and a miss. Slider low. And the count evens at 2-2. Adds another bit of depth to Yeager's offerings, which before the addition of the sweeper, which again he earned in 5 days. It gives him three pitches. He now has the fastball, the slider, and the sweeper. Keeps hitters off balance just a little bit more. The 2-2 pitch. Williams takes chest up. Sweeper at 82. And the count goes full. Williams tonight is 0-2. Drew walk last time up. Simpson's off second. During the pitching change, he was just kind of prancing around second, getting ready. 3-2 pitch. Williams chops it. Third base side foul. And the count stays full. He was pacing behind the bag almost like a, well, it's a cheetah. Simpson's that fast. But it was almost like he was pacing, slowly getting ready to go, looking to attack. He's yet to go and attempt to steal on this plate appearance. He has 51 steals on the year. See if he pounces. The 3-2 pitch. He stays put. Williams takes chest up. Sweeper off the outside corner at 82. And it's a walk for Williams. 2-1. Nobody out for the lefty. Xavier Isaac. Isaac is 0-3 tonight with three strikeouts. Williams at first, Simpson at second, 1-0 game. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Yeager delivers. Called strike at the knees, count evens 1-1. The pitch, slider, check to the third base umpire position behind the mound. He says he goes around. Count on a ball and two strikes. And there goes another one of those trains. The pitch, Isaac takes up and in. He scrunches up. Fastball in on the hands at 96. And the count's even at 2-2. Simpson's at second. Williams is at first. There's a ton of speed on the base paths. 79 combined stolen bases this year between the two. The 2-2 pitch. Misses off the inside corner. Isaac backs out of the way. And the count's full. Just about a certainty that Williams and Simpson will be off with the pitch no matter what. Williams, 28 stolen bases this year. Simpson, 51. Yeager sets the payoff pitch. Isaac swings and misses. Slider on the inside corner. Neither runner goes. And now one away. Double play still in order. Dominic Keegan steps in. You have to wonder if the strong throw from Cale that got Matthew Edsel in the seventh is sort of in the back of the Biscuits' minds right now. 1-0 Biscuits. Both runners dance, and they both go. The pitch is a called strike. Throw to second. Got him. They throw behind the lead runner. Williams is retired. Simpson to third, and there's two away. It is not a stolen base for Simpson, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. Nick Cale, have yourself a night. He's thrown out two base runners, and this is a big one. The 0-1 pitch to Keegan. Misses up, and the count evens 1-1. Well, the Shuckers now don't need a double play in order. Two outs in the inning. Again, Simpson is not credited with the stolen base because Williams was thrown out trying to move up. The 1-1 pitch. is a slider that's a called strike at the knees. And the count goes to 1-2. Yeager delivers. Keegan checks his swing. It's a sweeper that just misses away. And the count evens at 2-2. Yeager fires. Tipped foul back to the screen. And we'll do it again. That one was at 97 for Yeager. Yeager fires. Keegan swings and misses. Slider at 87, and that ends the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Head of the ninth. Biscuits one, Shuckers nothing. The Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi. If they don't have it, they'll build it. For business or personal use, Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi in Seminary has your trailer solution. Livestock trailer, gooseneck flatbed trailer, single and tandem axle utility trailer, enclosed trailer, dump trailers, and more. Attention cruisers, check out their selection of bumper pull car haulers. Perfect for hauling any size vehicle. Ask about trailer trade-ins and 0% financing. Custom Built Trailers of Mississippi, 1335 Highway 49 South in Seminary. Call 601-722-9581. Custom Built Trailers MS.com.
Ladner Drugs wants to serve you, offering fast and convenient drive-through service, medication packaging, compounding, unique gifts, decor, and more. Ask about Ladner Drugs' free delivery service. Transfer your prescriptions today and support a local business with two locations. Exit 41 in Wool Market and Highway 49 North in Gulfport next to Taco Sombrero. Let Ladner Drugs hit it out of the park with their hometown service. Ladner Drugs, your local independent pharmacy.
In their 100th year in business, Mississippi Coast Supply offers a luxury showroom for homeowners and design professionals to make hands-on selections for dream kitchens and bathrooms. And if you're remodeling or building, Mississippi Coast Supply has decorative plumbing in a wide range of styles and finishes. Their knowledgeable design team will help you find the best fixtures to fit your style and budget. Serving South Mississippi for 100 years, Mississippi Coast Supply Company, 241 Kyvette Street in Biloxi.
Way out of the night, Logan Workman, done in his first relief appearance of the season, throws 88 pitches in four innings, no runs, three hits, a season high and career high tying four walks and six strikeouts. Shuckers, though, still trail it 1-0. We go to the ninth, and the righty Alfredo Zuraga enters, trying to close it out. Xavier Warren leads things off, switch hitter from the left side against the righty. Zuraga delivers. Warren takes away, and the count goes to 1-0. Zuraga this year, 7 of 10 in save opportunities with a 2.76 ERA. 42 and a third innings, 22 walks, and 60 strikeouts. The 1-0 pitch. Foul behind home plate, out of play. And the count evens 1-1. Shuckers have had a terrific pitching performance tonight. They've allowed one run on five hits. The 1-1 pitch. Warren takes low, and the count goes to 2-1. But right now, they're on the verge of being shut out for the second time in this series. They were shut out on Wednesday in a 1-0 loss. The 2-1 pitch misses inside, and it gets him. Warren reaches base for the second time tonight. The Shuckers will see if they put the wheels in motion with a sacrifice bunt or something to move up Warren as the righty Casey Martin digs in. There will not be a pinch runner for Xavier Warren. And Martin digs in from the right side, gets the signs from Pena down in the third base coach's box. The righty Zuraga at the belt, delivers. Martin swinging away, waves to the first pitch. Fastball at 96, top of the zone. Martin tonight's 0 for 3. Two strikeouts and a pop out to short. Battles at third, plays in. Warren takes his lead. The 0-1 pitch. Martin takes strike two on the outside corner. And the count goes to no balls and two strikes. The 0-2 pitch. Pops foul back to the screen, and he stays alive. By the way, fans, make sure to stick around postgame for the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. We'll wrap everything up from tonight's game and give you an update on scores around the league and the Brewers organization, courtesy of Owan Parks and Resort. The 0-2 pitch. Martin pops it up. Foul, first base side, and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Zuraga fires. Martin takes up and in. Fastball at 90 miles an hour. Count on a ball and two strikes. The 1-2 pitch. Martin drives it foul, stays alive on a 97-mile-an-hour heater. Counts at 1-2. We're on to a sixth pitch in this plate appearance. Martin right now battling. The 1-2 pitch. Popped up. Out to short right. Hour in on it. Plenty of time, and he makes the catch. One away, and it's back to the top of the order. That thing hung up in the air for forever. Now one out, one on for the lefty, Dylan O'Ray. O'Ray's able to move up Warren. You have the tying run at second for Mike Bovee, who's been terrific tonight. Zuraga delivers. O'Ray swinging away, fouls it back, and the count goes to no balls and a strike. O'Ray is 1-for-4 tonight, 3 strikeouts and a single. O'Ray did attempt a sacrifice bunt yesterday in the 6th inning. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count evens 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. O'Ray chops it right side of the infield. Murray to his left grabs it, spins and fires to second. Williams extends like a first baseman. And that retires the lead runner. O'Ray reaches on a fielder's choice, and the Shuckers, down to their final out, have Mike Bovee up. Bovee's 2-for-4 tonight. It's a 1-0 Biscuits lead. Zuraga delivers. Bovee swings and misses. Slider at 88. Count goes to no balls and a strike. Shuckers trying to avoid their second 1-0 loss of the week. They were shut out on Wednesday by that score. The 0-1 pitch. Bovee takes strike two. Change of at 86, and the Shuckers are down to their final strike. The 0-2 pitch. Bovee taps it weakly towards second. Murray charges, gloves, underhands to first, and the Shuckers are shut out for the 11th time this season and the 2nd time this week. It is their second 1-0 loss of the week, and the Biscuits clinch at least a series split. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Shuckers fall by a final score of 1-0. We'll have totals, scoreboard updates, and more after this. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Bring the pups to the ballpark with Bark in the Park during select Wednesday home games throughout the 2024 season. Fans and their four-legged friends can purchase tickets for $15 in advance and sit in dog-friendly sections 117 and 119. For more information and tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Hey everybody, Jackson Rainey, assistant groundskeeper of the Biloxi Shuckers. Celebrate your next birthday Shucker style at the ballpark. Packages are available for all ages to create your best birthday party. All parties include 10 tickets and 10 food vouchers. The celebration continues with a special Shuckers birthday gift and a pregame video board recognition. For more information and to schedule your Shucktastic party, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call at 228-233-3465.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got a neck of sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Shuckers fans, Kaneko Sausage is the exclusive sausage supplier and hot dog provider of the Biloxi Shuckers. Find them at your next trip to the ballpark, your local grocer, or visit them today at KanekaSausage.com.
It's how I get my grill on.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show. Let's send it back to the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM.
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network's coverage of the Biloxi Shuckers, and we come to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth, the official postgame hangout of the Biloxi Shuckers. As we wrap things up, a 1-0 Shuckers loss on a Saturday night. It's a fireworks Saturday night for the Biscuits. You hear the popping going off in the background. Shuckers fall 1-0. It's the second time they've been shut out this week, and it is the second time they fall by a 1-0 final. One run, five hits, and an error for the Biscuits. Check that. One run, five hits, no errors for the Biscuits. For the Shuckers, no runs, five hits, and no errors. Your winning pitcher tonight is Logan Workman. Improves to 9-5, four shutout innings in relief for Workman. While the loss, a tough luck loss, goes to Casey Hunt, who falls in his Double-A debut despite eight strikeouts, allowing one run in 5 1/3 innings. He throws 85 pitches. The save goes to Alfredo Zuraga, his eighth. He retired the Shuckers in the ninth, without allowing a runner to touch second. Shuckers with a loss fall to 53-51 on the season, 23-14 in the second half, while the Biscuits improved to 61-46 on the season, 21-17 in the second half. Scoring summary tonight, short and simple. Heriberto Hernandez's solo home run on a pitch left up in the second, the only run of the game, and the difference in a 1-0 Biscuits win. Final time of the game, 2 hours and 44 minutes in front of 2,479 here at Riverwalk Stadium in Montgomery. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap things up on the Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Comes your way next on the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. BJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville, and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
If you're 65 or over, stop looking for the perfect doctor's office. We've found it for you. CenterWell, home to a complete care team that supports you. CenterWell addresses every dimension of your health, physical, mental, and social. At CenterWell, everything is senior-centered and designed to help seniors live happier, healthier lives with same-day appointments, on-site labs, and convenient locations. Come see it for yourself. CenterWell, senior primary care. Edgewater Village, Biloxi, Highway 49, Gulfport. Call 228-712-0917.
This is Rochelle with Hill and Garden Therapies in Gulfport, and we know it's been a long month. All that stress, all that soreness, and all that exhaustion, we get it. But at Hill and Gardens, our job is to fix those problems for you. Try a relaxing massage or a deep tissue. Try a facial or a body treatment. Whatever it takes, Hill and Garden Therapies will have you back in gear and ready to take on the world. Schedule your professional appointment today by phone or online at hgtms.com.
When I think about summertime, it makes me want to go to a baseball game.
Oh, that does sound like fun. When I think of summertime, it really makes me want ice cream.
Oh, let's do both. We can go see the Biloxi Shuckers play, and then we can go have ice cream at Chillville and Gulfport.
That does sound like a win-win to me. I'll take a bubble cone, please.
Oh, I'm sticking with a classic banana split. Oh, or maybe a root beer float. Oh, wait, maybe a boozy float.
That all sounds so delicious. Chillville and Gulfport is a proud sponsor of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Welcome back inside the Ground Zero Blues Club postgame show, coming to you live from the Ground Zero Blues Club broadcast booth in Montgomery, Alabama, and Riverwalk Stadium. Shuckers fall by a 1-0 final. They've been shut out for the 11th time this season. One run, five hits, no errors for the Biscuits. No runs, five hits, and no errors for the Shuckers. With the loss, the Shuckers fall to 53-51 on the season, 23-14. On the season, while the Biscuits improved to 61-46 on the year, 21-17 in the second half. Winning pitcher tonight, Logan Workman, improves to 9-5 on the season. Casey Hunt gets the loss in his Double-A debut, a tough luck loss. 8 strikeouts, gives up a run over 5 1/3 innings, while Alfredo Zaraga picks up his 8th save of the season. Time to take a look around the Brewers organization and the Southern League with our Owa Parks and Resorts scoreboard update. Plan your visit today at visitowa.com. The big one in the South Division, the Shuckers' divisional lead is down to just a game. The Pensacola Blue Wahoos defeat the Embrace by a 7-1 final. Shuckers will go into the series finale, the game ahead of Pensacola in the second half standings. One other final around the league. The Tennessee Smokies beat the Chattanooga Lookouts 5-3. One game still in action. Top 7, Birmingham leads the Rockets, the Trash Pandas, by an 8-4 score. Now take a look around the Brewers organization as well. Two games still in action. Top of the 8th inning, game 2 of a doubleheader. The Carolina Mudcats, Fredericksburg Nationals, are knotted at 1. Meanwhile, top of the 9th, Ryan Minnenberg, former Biloxi Shucker, trying to close things out for the Sounds. They lead the Indianapolis Indians by a 3-0 score. Finals elsewhere across the organization. Brewers 1 are swept in a doubleheader by Oriole Orange, 2-0 in Game 1, 9-5 in Game 2, while Brewers 2 and the Dominican Republic falls by a 7-3 final against Royals Ventura. Final earlier today, Game 1 of Carolina and Fredericksburg doubleheader. Carolina falls by a 4-1 final. Quad Cities all over the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, a 13-2 final. And at the big league level, behind a terrific start, 7 1/3 innings and 9 strikeouts for Tobias Myers, the Brewers win it 1-0 over the Cincinnati Reds. Shuckers back at it tomorrow. They'll close out this series with a series finale at the standard Sunday start time in Montgomery, 3:30, 3 p.m. Central Time. Shane Smith, 4-2 with a 3-1-2 ERA, gets the start against righty Duncan Davitt, 1-1 with a 3.92 ERA on the year. 3:33 start time. We'll be at you with pregame at 3:13 on the Shuckers Radio Network, their final game in Montgomery in 2024. Again, your final score. Shuckers fall by a 1-0 final. They'll look to split the series with a win tomorrow. One of their stars on the hill in Shane Smith. That'll do it for us tonight. For all of us at the Shackers Radio Network, I'm Jay McPlake saying so long. We'll talk to you tomorrow. 3:33 first pitch, 3:13 pregame. A lot of threes to remember on the Biloxi Shackers Radio Network. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and WGCM. For news, stats, schedules, tickets, merchandise, and more, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.